touch that'll bring home the dead to the land of their fathers, whose lives you have led to the station at the edge of the town. On the southbound train going down,
and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. And I'd like to start the show by offering an apology. So last week, if you were listening, I rambled on and on about how Jerry Garcia took up the pedal steel, and it was featured on a number of tracks of the same nature as the one you just heard, a kind of folk, country, bluegrass kind of mixture, I suppose. And obviously Jerry Garcia is the famous lead guitarist of the Grateful Dead, and as a side thing, he picked up pedal steel, and a lot of artists asked him to join them as a guest pedal steel player. But I rambled on about that, and then was picking the song on the computer database, rather than from my own library, and it did not have Jerry Garcia on that version. So I spent so much time talking about it and was wrong about it, and also did not leave enough time to play the whole song, so I had to cut it off after less than a minute. So I apologize for my blunder, but I thought I would make it up by playing the full and actual version, that is Southbound Train by Graham Nash and David Crosby, featuring Jerry Garcia on the pedal steel, which is, you know, not the easiest to hear, but it's kind of that background, you know, it sounds like a steel guitar, a slide guitar, but it has a little bit of these cool, you know, bend notes to them, because you can change the pitch of the string with the pedal. So it has a pretty unique sound, and I think a pretty incredible sound too. And you know, and as I mentioned last week, I'm sure there are a lot of you know, exclusively pedal steel players that were not so happy that Jerry Garcia just decided to take it up and was then being asked to join all these famous artists on their tracks, rather than those who exclusively do the pedal steel and have probably worked their whole life to master that instrument. But nonetheless, it's a beautiful sound, and I think Jerry Garcia does a great job on that track and many others as well. But yeah, so we have a great show coming up. We have music from artists such as Wolfpack, the Avett Brothers, obviously the Grateful Dead, Beatenberg, and many others. So be sure to stick around. Up first is a song from Tame Impala off of their album Currents. I've played a lot of songs from Lonerism and some from Currents too, probably one of my favorite of it's like a psychedelic rock kind of vibe. Hard to really pinpoint. Like it's kind of alt rock too. It's a whole bunch of things, but Kevin Parker, who is basically the entirety of Tame Impala, I think this album was his more experimental phase in terms of synth usage. So it's a really incredible album, and this song is Reality in Motion.
There's no chunks of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. And all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love is very late till morning comes. Let's desolate. Keep my all lovely while breeze stones along my love and keep along my heart.
3 guns and 1 goes off. 1's empty, 1's not quick enough. 1 burn, 1 red, 1 ring. Sets a grace while the candle spins. Chunks of you will sink down to seals. Blubber rich in morning. I'll mash you up, yes, I know, so love away. But it's fair to say, you will still haunt me. Let's desolate.
read like I tend to do most days. Gathered up my clothes, my watch and pocket knife. It would be almost an hour before the sun would show its face. And I tried to be quiet so as not to wake my wife. Turning on my phone was the first mistake I made. My heart sunk when I read the first headline. There had been another shooting, and this time not so far away. And a child who lost his life looked an awful lot like mine. I sat there in the dark for I don't know how long, without the first idea of what to do. I walked into the kitchen and turned the coffee maker on, and stood there feeling hopeless and staring at the moon. And when the house got lively, I was working double time, scrambling eggs and trying not to cry. Jennifer was getting Isaac dressed and packed for school. I was wondering when God left and why he didn't say goodbye. I should have spent the day with my family. Instead, I tried and failed to work all day long. Lord, I should have spent the day with my family. On days like this, they alone make me want to carry on. Throughout the day I kept hearing all the details, though I didn't check in much or watch the news. Some tragedies, you know, they have no explanation, and the word everything don't cover what you lose. So I spent the whole day pacing back and forth all by my lonesome, questioning the point and trying to write a song. And it sure is hard to focus on anything at all, and you can't get something right when everything feels wrong. I should have spent the day with my family. Instead, I tried and failed to work all day long. I should have spent the day with my family. On days like this, they alone make me want to carry on. By sundown, I was worn out, no closer to understanding the evil things that happen every day. My wife and I shared a beer and talked about the future, agreeing on the fact that we would have to find a way. Though sometimes I don't know how this world continues turning, what has happened will never be undone. But tomorrow I think I'll just try to keep the day wide open, and as much as they will have me, be with people that I love.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you are listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Reality in Motion off of Tame Impala's Currents. And after that, you heard Tessellate by Alt-J off of An Awesome Wave. And Alt-J is a... I almost put them in a similar genre as Tame Impala. It's kind of that alt-rock... Maybe not quite as psychedelic or synth heavy, but still a very, you know, alternative type of vibe. And that's one of my favorite songs from that album. Next was the instrumental version of Test Drive by Wolfpack. So now that I say it out loud, I'm not sure that there is a non-instrumental version. I can't remember. But I'll have to look into that. But that was the instrumental version either way. Off of The Joy of Music, The Job of Real Estate, which is Wolfpack's latest album. I played one of the songs from this album last week, as well as the 10th or 11th track. I can't remember which one, but they auctioned off the final track of their album on eBay for, I think, $70,000. And I think all that money went to charity. But a classic Wolfpack, you know, stunt gag, I suppose. But they always are, you know, looking to entertain, but at least this time it was, you know, for a good cause. And then last was I Should Have Spent the Day with My Family by the Avett Brothers off of the third Gleam. I played the opening track maybe a month ago or a few weeks ago. And the third Gleam is the third installment of the Gleam series, which must have began in 2006 or even earlier than that, with the Gleam. Then there was the second Gleam, and then finally the third Gleam. It's all acoustic, no percussion in any of the songs. Very kind of like bare bones folk music, versus their full albums, which have a little bit of everything. And I think it's an absolutely incredible album that they released in the middle of quarantine. They said they wrote all the songs and maybe even recorded them before quarantine started, but they felt that they wanted to kind of expedite the release timeline even through the pandemic, because they felt that a lot of the songs, you know, were applicable, and this one is a great example. You know, we're obviously, you know, not a great situation, pretty bad situation with the pandemic, to say it lightly. But you know, it's a good song to kind of help remind you of maybe some of the benefits that came out of it, because, you know, at least in my case, I got to spend a lot of time with my family, which we would have never otherwise got to spend together. I was at home for a number of months, and the longest we were all in one place since I was, you know, early high school was, you know, it's a few weeks in December. So that was a time that I won't soon forget and cherished quite a bit. But, you know, obviously this was not written in the scope of a pandemic, but it's the kind of story of I'm not actually sure it's probably true that he saw in the news that a child had been killed, and his instinct was to write a song about it rather than spend time with his kids. And he, you know, is looking back on that saying, you know, I should have, like, why would I get caught up in work? I should have just been with people I loved and processed it with, you know, his family rather than with his work. So I think it's a very, you know, very honest song, and a deep song as well, but a beautiful song nonetheless. So we'll get right back into the music. We have obviously some Grateful Dead coming up after the PSA. This time we have Brown Eyed Woman from Hartford, Connecticut. Shout out to my friend Ryan, who's from just outside of Hartford. He's not a fan of the Grateful Dead, but I hope he's listening so that I'll, you know, get to force him to listen to some Grateful Dead, because I know he loves when I do that. But it's from May 28th, 1977, which, if you are a Grateful Dead fan, you know very well that May of 1977 legendary month for the Grateful Dead, and part of their American tour that produced some of the greatest live recordings of their time together as a band. And this show is no exception. So this is from later in that month. The famous one's Cornell from I believe May 8th. But this is another incredible show and a highlight from their May 77 run. So after a quick PSA, we will hear Brown Eyed Woman by the Grateful Dead.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal State Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Gone are the days when the ox fall down. He Take up the oak and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the ladies said, please, Jelly Jack Jones, won't you come to me? My woman in red, red and green. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like the old man's getting. And it looks like the old man's getting old. Yeah.
your teardrops with my shoulder when you cried. I called in sick so I could comfort you all night. Now you got cold feet, well just let me break the ice, yeah. I did your laundry and I folded it real nice. So baby, why?
I'm up in the harbor.
Now I'm defeated, fish down in the dirt.
I'm up in the harbor.
And I can't seem to run out of this hurt.
I'm up in the harbor.
And if it's true that you get what you deserve.
I'm up in the harbor.
Then why?
I'm up in the harbor.
I held your hair back when you had too much to drink. I used my bare hands to unclog that bathroom sink.
Swaying as you're praying for my fall. She makes the feeling purer with a dash of angostura. I've learned the art of being everywhere at once. I built the Cape to Cairo. I drank the Cape to Rio. I died an emperor and came back as a griot. Don't say my song's too slow. Don't talk, cause you don't know. The place I come from is a place you never go. No, no, it's not enough. I want more of this bitter stuff. You see me swaying as you're praying for my fall. Don't say my song's too slow. Don't talk, cause you don't know. The place I come from is a place you never go. No, no, it's not enough. I want more of this bitter stuff. You see me haggard as I stagger down the hall.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Brown Eyed Woman by the Grateful Dead off of their To Terrapin, which is their May 28th, 1977 show from the famous month of their 1977 tour. Next was Money, Love, and Change by by the Trey Anastasio Band, and that is their live album. It's like a double live album, so it's a total of 5.5 hours if you have most of a day to put aside to listen to that. It's two full shows in that album from the Fox Theater, and that's from 2019. So it's an incredible live show. And I've sat through the whole first show, but I did not have time for all 5.5 hours, but I recommend at least listening to some of it. And I didn't know that song beforehand, and I really liked it, and decided to throw it on the set list for today. Next was Hard Work by Theo Katzman off of Heartbreak Hits. And Theo Katzman is kind of, he's one of the Swiss Army Knife members of Wolfpack. He plays drums, he plays guitar, I think he probably also plays piano, probably also I think they all kind of, can do it all. They all switch around instruments and, trade off roles within the band. But this is from his solo career, which is very, very singer-songwriter focused. And he's written beautiful songs. That's one of the more fun ones, but He has some ballady type songs and some acoustic folky songs. It's a really impressive album. I believe that's his only studio album. Let's see. He has three actually. So that's the most famous one that I know. And he has one that was released this year and one that I'm not as familiar with from 2011. So quite a while back actually. But I highly recommend Heartbreak Hits. It's an incredible album, and he's a very talented songwriter, even though he's part of the funk band that's Wolfpack. And last was Cape to Rio by Beatenburg off of the Hanging Gardens of Beatenburg. And that was a band, I've played a bunch of their songs. It's like my favorite South African pop group, because, I know so many South African pop groups, and they just seem to stand out. But jokes aside, they are the only South African pop group I know, but it's a really fun genre and a fun album. And that became our quarantine soundtrack when I had my couple months in Vermont with my high school buddies. I'm not sure how. I think we just started playing it, and we loved it, so we played it like every day. And I think that's my friend Peter's favorite song from the album. So a little bit of Beaten Bird to close it out. So we're about out of time for this week. I recently found out that the show after me has dropped, so you get 5 extra minutes of hand-me-down tunes, which is, I know, very exciting for everyone. So I get to play out the hour, and I will do so this week by playing a little bit of Maggie Rogers. She's quite popular amongst the college-age kids, if you don't know Maggie Rogers. And this is her, I think it's probably her most famous song, and it is called Light On. Before we play that, just want to say thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week, the same time, Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll have a whole new hour of some great music, and I hope to have you all join again next week. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy your week. And here is Maggie Rogers to close it out.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, if you keep preaching. Believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe. Always wanted to stay. Can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to figure it out. But everything kept moving and the noise got too loud. With everyone around, you should be so happy now. Oh, you keep preaching.